piss. Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah.
Ooh, that goes one too. That's a gosh.
Yes, sir. We back at it like young cracks that have never been back at it. Hey, I will have to say that design behind you, professional, baby. I love it.
Ooh, Paranoid came in shout with a out.
We ending 2024 on a high note, baby.
Holy fuckable, baby girl.
2023, never... Sorry. 2023. Skipping already.
Welcome back to the show. This is Paranoid Radio Podcast, and I am your humble podcast driver, show host. And joining me in the ones and twos is Big Tank. Salute. The best co-host on the motherfucking planet.
Salute. We're shaking bacon. What you up to? How you been, big dog?
I'm fucking doing good, dog.
Context. Here we go. For people that don't know, me and Troubles are only week friends Monday through Friday, and not really Friday. For the most part, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, he forgets all about me. So that's why every time we record, I always have to ask how he's doing, because he forgets all about me. That's how much of a fake friend he is.
But well, you mentioned
cutting ties, homie.
Okay, you've mentioned that I'm your best friend on the show, haven't you?
Not more.
A couple times.
No.
Wait.
Take back these.
You want to be my best friend? Put on the red receipts on the fucking text messages. So when I text you, I at least know when you left me on red, bitch. If you're going to be your best friend.
Hold up. You don't have them either.
Shut the front door.
You don't have them either, though. That's a problem.
Leave the read receipts on your iPhone so I know when you read the message, bitch. If you're my best friend, you're
gonna name out of your mouth.
You're gonna do this, and it's funny you say that because the only person that has my red receipts on my iPhone is my wife and you, but you don't keep yours on.
I don't have your red receipts. You lying? I'll take a screenshot. I don't know. What do you mean? They ain't gonna jump out of your ass again. Typical Troubles ass.
Well, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you guys for tuning back in. Thank the Lord for allowing me to be here today. And thank you guys for not only tuning in, but allowing us to enter your space. This is episode 201, and I hope you guys enjoy the first installment of 200 fucking episodes, 200 hours of entertainment on a beautiful fucking humble show on a global fucking scale. Mad shout-outs to Mexico, El Salvador, Ireland, Iceland, and the United States of America, which is our top five countries that listen to us, contributing up to 80% of our listeners. Thank you so much for being here. Check us out on ParanoidRadio.com. You can now listen and stream for free 5 recent episodes, audio listens, and you can also watch the most recent episode, 1. I'm trimming it to 1 because of space issues. You could watch the most recent episode, and right now on this week is Dr. Laura Sang, so make sure you check us out. Episode 199 with Dr. Laura Sanger, spiritual mapping is fucking, it's a massive blowout. Thank you again to every single collaborator. And episode 200 was a fucking blast. People actually tuned in. I have some mixed reviews on it, but we fucking killed it. It's an amazing show. Now, Big Tech, how are you? Before I jump into any conclusions.
I'm good, Big Dog. Another day, we living. The holidays are right around the corner. Mm-hmm. This is not the last episode of the year. Next year's is. But we're definitely going to give you that big hype energy all fucking day.
That's right. And we're going back to classics. So this episode is going to be a jam-packed with amazing content. And we're going to be bringing you more classic episodes from now on, I promise you. Doesn't mean that we're not going to network. But I think we need to give you guys a dose of Big Tank and Troubles again on our most common and classic shows. We're trying to give it an authentic feel back to Paranoid Radio Podcast. And again, ladies and gentlemen, drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcast that allows other people to enjoy the show as much as I enjoy making it. The most important part about that is sharing the show mouth to mouth. If you can't, guys, tell your friends, tell your cousins, tell any conspiracy theorists. You know what? Tell those Democrats, because I know they're all played victim as well. They're not evil people. When we say fuck the Democrats, I say fuck the Democrat politicians. Not the people that voted blue. By all means, we're on the same fucking wagon. So just make sure you share the show, please. It really, really helps the show grow. And then enjoy, and other people enjoy the episode, you know, to its fullest fashion, if that makes any fucking sense. That is right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we continue on. Big Tank, I want you to please connect the randomizer machine and give me the listener of the week.
Randomizer machine, do your thing!
Paranoid Radio.
Listen to that baby purr. That is Strap Big Tank. Who do we have?
We got DJ Carnitas. Massive shout out for that review. Tapping with DJ Carnitas. He gets that cuero moving, baby.
You talk about putting the meat in your taco.
Yes, sir, big dog. Tanta carne yo chimuelo, papa. You know what I mean, baby?
What does that mean in English? Can you direct translate, please?
So much meat and me with no teeth.
almost. You got it. That is right, Big Tank. Thank you for those. Oh, thank you for that amazing fucking announcement. Now, Big Tank, it's Bird. It's Plane. Nope, it's Paranoid Radio. Big Tank, what is happening?
What is happening, my people? You guys know the deal. This is what is happening. Oh, sorry. What is happening? This is the best segment of the show. Don't you guys forget to put some respect on the name. Longest reigning show segment next to Paranoid Radio. All right, so just like that, put some respect on the name, all right?
Word.
So right here, we'll break it down. I'm giving you guys two stories, and I want you guys' official input. I want you guys' 2 cents plus my 2 cents that we deposit that bitch into the bank of knowledge. And
the
best
bank
believe,
of knowledge.
It's stacking up. It's
Wait,
getting
shut
heavy,
the fuck
eh?
up. Let me say this. Do a bank of knowledge. Oh, man. Go for it, asshole.
Massive news happening around the world. The volcano has erupted. Thousands of people are being evacuated. It's a scene out of a horror movie. Shit spewing out. Thunder explosion. It's fucking wild. There's soot in the air. It is a natural disaster. 2012 is here in full force. 12 years later, we coming in hot, baby.
God damn, you're right. Dude, I've seen some of the images, and it feels like The Rock is going to jump out of the fucking rescue helicopter and start fighting the lava. Like, I don't know. Oh,
have you actually seen how gory it looks? Like, I know we've seen various explosions. We had the one in Washington a couple years back. Then we had the one in fucking down South America, the one that affected all those areas. It looks even gore, but for some reason, that red lava with that white snow everywhere, it fucking looks apocalyptic. It really does, big dog. Then you got some lightning storms. What led to it? The thousands of earthquakes that were happening right before it. You get me? So, if people don't know, it is one of the not longest dormant volcanoes, but it was pretty dormant for a good solid amount of time.
Yeah.
And just what happening now, the little things that led up to it, earthquake, pop till it blew its top, big dog. Honestly, it's something scary. I hope nobody ever gets to experience that, because first of all, it's a natural disaster. I know we complain about earthquakes here and there, a little shaky. We did get a tornado that scared a bunch of people, but I don't think anything can compare to that. The lightning, the lava spewing out, molten rock just fucking coming out, big dog. It's fucking crazy, big dog.
We've mentioned that on Fuckery 2024, the episode called Fuckery 2024, back in November with Big Tank and I. And we mentioned how this volcano could very well be not only an apocalyptic disaster event to continue happening, but it could have giant seismic activity around the world, causing different parts of the world to shift. Let's remember, we did an episode called Yellowstone also. Look it up. Hashtag look it up in our catalog of amazing episodes.
Google that
Guys,
shit.
Yeah, like we like if Yellowstone Park gets triggered, bro, you can forget about your fucking pronouns. I'm talking about dead ass. We dead. Nigga, we die.
You can forget about Treble shaving his head every Friday. Because he dead. That's who can't fly. That's who can't fly.
I'm a peacock. You got to let me fly. Wait, peacocks don't even fly.
Exactly.
Look, Gators bitches better be wearing Jimmy's, because Gator never been about playing no shit, bro.
Oh, big dog. No, no, but real talk, anybody that's going through that, definitely our prayers go out. We're hoping nothing major gets affected, because the closest town was significantly away, but still, it's definitely on the horizon. It's just fucking gory shit. Just the earthquakes alone, people that live in California aren't even used to them. Obviously, it doesn't happen every single day, but it's still something that you should be used to. But just imagine feeling that, having to get accustomed to that. Now all the soot, smoke in the air affecting your lungs, the pollution that's going to do. It's definitely going to be something too that we're going to keep on following up on. So on to the next one. On to the next one.
Woo! Let's get it.
Bro. Personally, do you feel like it's Christmas?
You know what? I was just having this emotion dispute by myself with my alter ego in the morning. Let me tell you something.
You're speaking to yourself, your own consultant. I like that. Okay.
That, well, you need professional help, right? Let me tell you something.
He puts on the glasses.
I know. The older I get, the more I am aware, and my consciousness gets higher, the more I feel like the season, I'm losing grip of the season. Now, look. It also might be because we surround ourselves with people that are not joyful. We're also surrounding ourselves with an economy that's impacted everybody pocket-wise in a negative way. And also because of lack of family members that celebrate in different cultures. Now, maybe if you go to the East Coast, for example, where Flash is from, or the homie JB from Rogue One Media, mad shout-outs to both of you guys. Maybe this holiday season is better. There's snow. People are actually decorating their houses. But here in California, it's impacted a lot of people. My community, the city of Walnut Park, is known for having a lot of lights throughout the entire district of the city.
Just a heads up, Walnut Park is unincorporated Huntington. He's just trying to make it sound nice. Just heads up.
It is a nice part of Huntington Park. However, there's a lack of spirit, holiday spirit. And then not only that, the takeaway of using the word Christmas from Christmas. A lot of people, even at work, we said happy holidays. We can't say Merry Christmas anymore. A lot of the newscasts out here, wokenism has infected a lot of people. And a lot of people are losing that spirit. But to answer your question, it does not feel like Christmas this year. It doesn't feel joyful. Maybe because my mom died this year. I don't know what it is. But I mean, I still buy presents. I still do the custom shit for my kids. You know, we're going to have a little food here and there. Probably celebrate. I'm going to see you, give you a gift for your child. But, you know, it's not. I don't feel the spirit, dog. It's not there.
Okay. But are you a part of the problem or are you a part of the solution?
Good question. I feel like I'm part of the solution.
Do you
give me your point of view?
Do you personally have any type of ornaments going on around your house?
Not inside, but I have lights outside my house.
Okay. Personally, I do believe that people complain for no reason, but it is something that I did notice. So we were really active for the Thanksgiving, I guess the fall events. We were going to those hay rides, pumpkin patches and everything.
Uh-huh.
We were really active. My family were going everywhere. Christmas, not so much. Could it have been because of expense issues? Could have been because of other things, maybe. You got me? But my house is fully decorated. Not so much on the outside, just because we don't have that full liberty to do it. But I'm pretty sure if my wife had her way, it'd be all decorated, fucking top 10 house in La Puente, California. You got me? But taken aside from that,
you gotta give it up to the women, because the women, I mean, women take the time to really decorate, man. That's beautiful.
Definitely, we need them in our lives. Definitely. Well, I'll give you an example right here. Look how extra she went. So me personally, we're having a gift exchange at work. Me personally, I would not have gone this extra. I would have wrapped it up. I don't know if you can see it.
Big Tank is now showing, for the people that are not watching the show, Big Tank is showing me a gift wrap for a fucking gift.
With extra bells and whistles. Like, literally, like, I would have wrapped it.
Dude, it has whistles and bells.
Legitimately. So,
holy fuck.
He's actually like that, okay? Yeah. So, when it all comes down to it, you really just think about it a little. And there's people that do have the joy in them, but just not being accelerated. But I will say that maybe it's because I'm an adult. I don't see it. My kid is definitely happy. He's definitely just thinking about it. Even though he can't read or know the numbers by now, that it's only 10 days left, 8 days left, or whatever it is, he keeps on asking every single day. Papa Christmas, Papa Christmas, Papa Christmas. Could it be because of the toys? Maybe. I'm not going to say it's not. He's a little kid. That's what all little kids look up for. You get me? They don't know the definition yet. But I will say it does feel a little different. But I do also see... So, okay. I will say that it is unfair to say Merry Christmas to somebody that doesn't celebrate it as a general speaking. So if you're Jewish or if you just don't celebrate it and you want to be nice to somebody... There's nothing wrong with saying happy holidays.
Yes.
Because realistically, you don't want to offend nobody.
What?
It's like a pronoun situation, but it's more of a just a nicer way. It's like saying, go with God or may God take care of you. It doesn't matter what God you believe in, but you have a God. You get me?
Hey. Okay. Two things. First, I'm gonna address what you said about the pronoun thing. Not the pronoun, the Merry Christmas thing. For example, this is not to be super strict on Christianism or misconstrued.
Okay.
But let's say you were Jewish and you came into my fucking facility, and you placed your order, and I'm like, yo, all right, guys, if I don't see you until the end of the year, Merry Christmas. Now, me as a Christian, as a Christ believer, maybe not believing that Christ was born on that day, forget all of that. But let's say I'm a follower of Christ, or at least a believer of Christ, right? Like I am, and I come in and tell you, Merry Christmas, but you're Jewish. Your response should be Happy Holidays to you too. You know why? Because I am not assuming you're Jewish or Christian. It is also insensitive to me to try to guess or change my customs of saying things, because it might make you feel some type of way. Instead, like a grown fucking man or an adult, mature, rooted in your beliefs, you should reply, Happy holidays to you too. Happy New Year. Because the right thing that a person does.
So why don't you take the high ground as well and just start off with happy holidays?
Because I'm accustomed to saying Merry Christmas.
Okay. Exactly. So we're going to touch base on that.
Oh, and just to say, the reason I say Merry Christmas in English is because in Spanish it's Navidad. There's no word for Christmas in Spanish. Navidad has nothing connected to Christ. To Cristo Jesus?
Navidad is just like holiday.
It's a holiday.
Whoa, see, okay.
This issue is only in the English language.
True.
Feliz Navidad, right?
But is it so hard to say happy holidays?
No, it's not. It's not.
It shouldn't be an issue. Realistically, it shouldn't be an issue.
It's not. It's harder to put my pride away for the emotional feeling of somebody else.
It's something simple. It's nothing bad. He's not telling you to call him a toucan. He's not telling you to call him a rat. He's not calling you to tell him a bird.
Word.
You
get word. Me? Word. Okay. Let me tell you this. I'll put it to you like this. Okay. Let's hypothetically say we live in a more public surrounded area that's filled with more Christians.
Okay.
Let's just throw it out there. And 9 out of 10 people that I see every day are Christian. Okay? So I say Merry Christmas because that's the thing to say around here, because the majority of the public is Christian, right? Okay. Or Christ believers. All right. Now, I don't know that you're a Jewish, but there's nine other people who serve with the word Christian than the word Happy Holidays. So if you want to be politically correct, do I really have to change my whole mentality for that 1-12%?
It's not mentality, though. It's like, okay, it's like calling every man a man. You get me? It's just an overall name. You don't go, hey, how you doing, Mexican? Hey, how you doing, Jewish? Hey, how you doing, Hispanic? You get me?
I feel like what you're trying to do is like what Star Wars did, what Disney did to Star Wars. Instead of giving you fan service, which the majority of the money comes from, they came and they fucked up the entire Skywalker saga with number 9.
No. I get what you're trying to say. But realistically, it's a simplistic way to keep everybody happy.
And the next argument I will give you would be, if I decide to give them this inch today, of the holiday reference, tomorrow they're gonna want 12 more inches. And they're gonna want me to change more shit.
No,
and it builds up like a snowball effect.
Well, it could be the same thing. I mean, shit. We're talking about 100 years ago. All women wanted to do was vote and be heard. You get me?
Can I ask you a question? Let me ask you a question. You mentioned about your kid. He's in the spirit. Because now that we're adults and we're grown and we're the providers, now we see that we're the ones that actually bring Christmas into the home. And if you were a kid, when you would go, or your uncles and aunts and cousins would come to your house, and you would pull out the fucking Nintendo 64 to play Super Smash Brothers with your cousin, or Guitar Hero with your fucking cousins, and you would have the fucking massive blowout where all the fucking adults were in the back drinking boche, eating fucking ham, and you would be inside your home, reminiscing these days, the lights, who put them up? The adults. The trees, who put them up? The adults. So you just came and you just reminisced in the spirit, in the, you bask in the ambience of joy, right? Okay. So this is how you were instilled, how I, you and both I had our Navidad. Now, we don't have that to do that for us. We have to do it for the next gen. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Now, I know we come from a Spanish-speaking household before, but let's say we were brought up in an English-speaking household. Your parents will say, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Now, because of this political term correctness, Christmas songs, carols, are going to get discontinued and changed. Your kid is not going to know.
Happy Christmas Holidays to all. Has been around for years. Happy Holidays has been around way before for years.
Yes.
It was always a nice thing. It was always just a nice
for Hanukkah, because of Hanukkah, because of the combination of all the
Not something that's been pushed around. Happy Holidays has been around since I remember in the 90s.
Yes, for gents, yeah.
So I don't see it the exact same movement. I know what you're trying to tell me. Like, oh, we're going to give them this. No, but this has been something that has been going on for decades already. I don't see it. I get the resemblance that you're trying to make, but it's not exactly the same because it has been around for a long time. You get me? It's not the exact same thing per se. Mm-hmm. You get me? I get it. But it is.
Think about the spirit, America. The culture that's going to eliminate from the future generation of kids that you and I heard of Merry Christmas and the carols.
In almost three decades, it's not. I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
Does your kid call it Christmas?
Does
your kid call it Christmas?
He does call it Christmas. 110%. 110%.
What exactly?
Okay.
What is he going to call it in the future?
He doesn't know any better. He's not telling other people. When little kids do something bad, half of the time, he's a kid. He doesn't know any better.
Yeah.
Which is seen, right? You get me?
Word, I see it. Okay.
Okay. So when you learn and you want to be you will just want to be nice, I really don't see it being such a big deal per se. You get me?
Okay.
Understand if it's something being enforced. You get me? But
for the sake of the holiday season,
yes,
be cordial and enough to say happy holidays.
It's not only that, you have to remember that for some reason, it's the majority of people that believe in Christmas that have an issue with it. For example, a lot of people that believe in Hanukkah don't say happy Hanukkah because they always say happy holidays. It's usually people that believe in Christ Mass that are always the ones enforcing it.
Word?
You get me? I do see it in the sense of a little bit more entitlement on our side because it is a bigger religion. You get me? It really is. Christmas is a bigger religion, but it doesn't stop them from being humble.
Actually, the Muslim religion is the biggest in the world now. It has completely taken over all religions.
No. I'm saying, like, not necessarily.
It's celebratory.
I'm saying
culture.
I'm saying the celebration of it. You get me? A lot more people celebrate more Christmas than, let's say, Hanukkah, per se. You get me? Especially here in the U.S. Obviously, if we go, further down to the Middle East and all that, of course, they celebrate more Hanukkah. You get me? Than anything else. But going back to it, it's really rare where a lot of people that say, and I'm going to just use Hanukkah as an example, they'll say happy Hanukkah, knowing well that a lot of more people celebrate Christmas. So do you think it's more entitlement?
I think we're scared of change. And I think anything that threatens our way of life, we get very personal and emotional about it.
It's really not bad, though, realistically.
Like right now, I'm not offended. And now, And now I'll be cordial enough to realize this customer has an accent. He sounds Middle Eastern. I'm not going to say Happy Christmas, Merry Christmas. I'm going to say Happy Holidays. Have a good year. And, you know, blessings onto you. I won't mention Christ, and I won't mention any type of specific holiday, because you listen to this person speak, you're gonna go, hey, you know, he has a different background, and we live in California, for God's sakes, you know.
No, we live in America. We live in America, where we are the definition. Define an American citizen, and you technically can't put it on because we have so many ethnicities. It's not like you're going to, let's say, Brazil. You're not going to these just isolated countries where they all pretty much say look the same. You get me? So it's not a knock towards anything whatsoever, but I do see a little bit more entitlement, especially on the Western Hemisphere. For some reason, I really do believe we're the center of the world. Anything that happens to us, it's bad. You get me? We have that. I really just do feel it. So that's why I was using this as an example. I think we rant about this pretty long time.
We're going deep.
Yeah, I will say happy holidays. Whatever you do celebrate or don't celebrate, you get me? And I do want people just to think about the overall experience. You can enforce whatever you want into your kids 110%. But teach them to be cordial. Teach them to be nice. You wouldn't want somebody else imposing their stuff on your kid. Same vice versa.
I think this holiday thing, we can make an exception. So I want to say Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to all. And this is December 20th, dropping this episode. And I want to fucking thank you guys again. Merry fucking Christmas. And I'm going to make this announcement here, because next up is going to be the main conversation of the day. Flash underscore news one will be dropping an amazing episode with us this Friday. So a double dose of greatness for you guys. Happy holidays to all you motherfuckers. Again, Big Tang, you fucking rocked it. You started off a good conversation that I'm gonna go and trickle it down right now to my coworkers, and we'll see who wins. we're gonna put up a fucking poll.
Yeah, but the problem is with that poll is that you're gonna ask a bunch of Christian people.
The only thing with that poll is that you're going to want to sit on it.
The only thing with that poll is that you already gobbled it. You're spitting it back out, all right?
Oh, there you go. Here. Oh, I'm out of here. Get us out of here, dog. Next time. That is right. Big Tank, thank you for those two amazing fucking stories. As always, doing an amazing fucking job. Rocking the cages and sucking cock. I mean, being awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, have an amazing episode lined up for you guys. Please allow me to jump in from the deep of the pool and set the fucking mood. Striking with iron is hot, baby. That's right. And a quote: I like killing people because it's so much fun. It's more fun than killing wild game in the forest, because man is the most dangerous animal of all. To kill something gives me the most thrilling experience. It's even better than getting your rocks off with the girl. The best part of it is that when I die, I will be reborn in paradise. And all I have killed, everything that I have killed, will become my slave. I will not give you my name, because you will try to slow down or stop my collecting of slaves for my afterlife. End quote. The Zodiac Killer. In the late 60s, in the early 70s, the era of cocaine, satanic panic, Hemi engines, rock and roll, and occultism. Oh, and who can forget the golden era of serial killers? But it was the letters and cryptograms that made a series of everyday murders a sensation. You know, still to this day, the identity of the killer is shrouded in an enduring enigma. And the shadow of the Zod, the Zod, lingers in the pages of crime in American history. Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker, the Manson family, the Hillside Strangler, Son of Sam, the Dating Game Killer, and even Gacy don't have such a good of a story in an unsolvable case. Combo. Welcome to the Zodiac Killer with Big Tank and Los Cuñados Pullies.
Big dog. Okay. Could we say this is definitely one of the top five Mount Rushmore of serial killers?
Top five Mount Rushmore of serial killer. This guy is right next to lunatic Albert Fish. Right next to him, dog. I'm talking about
Big Dog.
Yeah.
Woo! It's insane. And to think that he's never officially been caught. Not saying that he's alive, you get me? But officially convicted and tried for his murders. For all that we know, the guy could have gotten caught, isn't rotting in jail. That's why we never heard of him anymore.
Well, the guy, allegedly the guy that was suspected to be the main dude died in 2018. And let me remind you, now, this guy was meant to be the master criminal. He was said to master photography, extremely intelligent, skilled in explosives, and gas ciphers, and still to this day, that ciphers that haven't been cracked. He was also a master marksman. Master marketing. You're going to remember that word, master marksman. He was also a master marketing whiz because there was a time during the fucking, during the murders, he would threaten the police with daily murders with depicted murder styles in his cryptograms, where not only, if they were not on the first page of the media,
He'll kill somebody else.
And he even put up, in San Francisco, he put up a big ass warning that if pictograms were not on the first page and people didn't follow him around with his Zodiac symbol badge on their chest, the entire city would suffer because he would plant a bomb in one of the major buildings in San Francisco. So hashtag look it up. GTS that shit.
Okay. So it's kind of hard to talk about this because it's been covered so much throughout the news. Stuff has been misled. Stuff has been more Hollywood eyes than anything else. You get me? Mm-hmm. So let's stick to what we do know, which is basically him being a twisted individual that wanted a lot of attention. He was a center of attention seeker, 110%.
Worse than me?
You know what? You could have been reincarnated in him if you died young. I mean, I see it.
Thank you.
But the way he would depict these certain things that only he would know, because that's what ended up happening. A lot of people didn't believe it in the very beginning. People were like, no, this was lying. And he kept on saying, oh, well, this person was like this. I killed this person this way, stabbed him so many times, X amount. And the car was like this, or whatever the fuck it was. But he took sheer pleasure and joy out of this, which is the most dangerous thing of all. He didn't do it for vengeance. He didn't do it because he had to prove a point. He
no did clear
it
motive.
For fun. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Which is the most dangerous thing. For example, we all know when somebody commits when somebody fucking kills somebody or commits an offense or whatever the fuck it is, usually there's a motive behind it. For the most part, behavioral issues, something that's going on in their head, a selected targeting. For example, Angel, you cut me off. If we get into a road rage incident, try to do it with anybody else. I'm gonna try to go directly at you. That's my motive. You personally, I'm gonna attack you personally. Mm-hmm. But this guy was picking random people. I'm not going to say, I don't know if it was planned or just, hey, look, this guy looks vulnerable. I'm going to get this guy. Boom. You get me? Whatever it might have been, there was no pattern. They weren't young. They weren't blonde. They weren't old. They weren't nothing. No,
I love
origin.
The way you put that out. Yeah.
It's fucking insane to be the very least. How do you track somebody like that? For example, we had a good buddy of ours on here a while back. And we were all talking about who would make the best serial killer. And we all came into the fact that you guys all thought it was me, which I sort of see it. Which technically, I mean, that is the best way to go about it. A random person to let all your hatred out. You get me? I'm like, get a hobby, do something, big dog. Let that energy out. But how do you say, walking down the street, this is going to be my next murderer? That's fucking insane, big dog.
Well, let me drop some knowledge on you, and it's going to trip you the fuck out. Yeah, this is the Zodiac Killer we're talking about here. We are, Tank. But check this out, dog. Now, there's two things that I need you to take in contrast. According to what you said, how do you depict and how do you catch a person that has mastered the ability to make the police clueless, funded a huge cult-like fan subscription from masses of people, because this was a trend. Now, this is how. First of all, mental games. Now, do you remember, if you know anything, when a priest goes and takes out a demon out from a possessed person, an exorcism, they say in the name of Jesus Christ, they're evoking a name of something that has power to do something against or towards something. This is a sort of manifestation, occult dark witchcraft. In fact, the same type of rituals that were performed not only in churches by the Catholic Church and everything during the same time satanic panic if you may remember, there was a massive fucking campaign of anti-possessions. There was fucking priests doing possession exorcisms left and right in a global scale. Now, yes. Every single march today, in translation to that, how it translates in every single march that the BLM founders coordinated in every single city on every major mound. Remember, we were talking about mounds in episode 200? Worshipping, mentioning the name, repetitive enchantments are used on everyday rituals today, such as in Christians, Islam, Judaism, and everyday promotional tactic. Even us here at Paranoid Radio, what do we say? We're going to echo out the name of the sponsor. For example, Los Cuñados Bullies. For example, the special guests, etc. ParanoidRadio.com. You know what I'm saying, right?
It's ParanoidRadio.com. A proven method. Yeah. A proven method.
It's a proven method to make sure that repetition is the definition. No, the definition of repetition is repetition. No, the father of learning is repetition, right? Like Lil Wayne says. Now, if you want to put this into contrast, why is it that every ritual event in churches or witchcraft says, say his name, BLM, the BLM founders, which are in jail today for fucking raising money and not to paying taxes and using all the money for themselves. They used to walk down the streets, pour water and say, what's his name? George Floyd. What's his name? George Floyd. Right? Okay.
Yes.
Same thing with him. He had the media, mainstream propaganda, feeding off his fucking hand. And then that was amplified by the media towards the masses of people. And then the masses sucked it up like a fucking, this is the epitome, the fucking peak of true crime of all types. This motherfucker was a star, a glorified fucking killer, right? Yes. Now, and then people, what happened was, so this is, that's the first thing. How do you stay trackless? This is it right here. There was detectives that still to this day have not been able not only to decipher the secret fucking patterns on cryptographs that he will put out, but he would put out such a gospel out to masses that the masses, his fans, would send letters to police departments all over California in the dozens to every single, right after a murder. So a murder would happen, right? And then his fans would send letters into the police department saying, I am the Zodiac Killer. And they would have so many types of writings and so many. And within those letters, his own letter, the real letter, would wash through. And the detectives would never be able to pinpoint who the Zodiac Killer was. His own fans were fucking protecting him through his propaganda. It was a fucking perfect fucking marketing scheme to stay away from jail.
So the thing about that you have to realize is he was a celebrity. He had all the fame. He had a backing. He had everybody wanting him, which is a sign of a plea for attention, realistically. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So think about it in the most common sense. Mm-hmm. He's a needy individual. I wonder why.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many people that had met the criteria. Like you said, the guy that just recently passed away.
Okay.
All met this criteria. But what a lot of people didn't realize is, and there was another discredited guy that kept on saying, You guys are looking for the wrong thing. You guys are looking for the wrong thing. You guys are looking for the wrong thing. So there was another individual that had been brought in for questioning. Looked like a real humble guy. Nothing wrong with him. He had kids and family. But he was removed out of the list within the first, I think it was like within the first week.
Okay.
So what ended up happening is they didn't believe he had enough motive or cause.
Uh-huh.
What? They went in so deep into his childhood that he needed to be validated for everything. Mm. And the only thing that stuck out was he didn't have that writing. The way they were doing
again,
a bunch of
back to the letters that people were sending in. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they were doing a bunch of how do you call it? Hand signatures and everything.
Forensics. They were checking it. Yeah, yeah. Huh?
Yeah, they were checking it because it's in our DNA. Even the way we've been programmed, the way to write, whether, for example, you start with an A and your last name ends with a G. Those certain letters have certain characteristics for you, whether it be uppercase or lowercase, because you take not pride, but it's something that you've been repeated so many times that you keep on doing. You have your own style to it. No two people's are identical, which is the crazy part.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, you have to see that he was even getting flustered, the Zodiac Killer, through everything because he wanted all this attention and they just weren't even trying. He wanted to get caught to a sense because that was his ultimate goal, to get caught, to get that public recognition. But he wasn't trying to spend life in jail, which was the crazy part. You get
this
me?
Is when he, this is when he put up the fucking the Zodiac symbol. He wore black. He put that, that squared mask on. He killed. Okay, so yeah, good thing. Good thing you brought that in. Okay, finish off your thought, and then I'm gonna put in. I'm gonna bring in with the evidence. What you're talking about? It's really good.
That's exactly what was happening. Is that everybody was just emphasizing on certain little things. But it was actually flustering him to a point that they actually believed he killed two of the suspected killers.
Holy fuck. Well, you know what's funny? The evidence. And I like to put this in bold letters. The evidence, right? But check this out. I'm over here eating chicharrones, having a good time with you. Just conversating. I was conversating about this shit. It's funny because this is the only serial killer in history, human written history, to have the art of consistent inconsistency on all his murders.
Yes.
Forensics could not pin tire marks, boot prints, or fingerprints on any case. And I'm talking about back then technology. Now it's a 24-hour fucking investigation. They'll even take dirt samples if they have to, right?
Yeah.
But the Zodiac Killer was a master at changing the method of killing his victims, hunting the next slaughter. His ritualistic behavior would gradually evolve on every kill as he became more skilled. He used to pose his bodies in different ways, each different murder. And then he would take trophies, and his signature would become more complex and more direct for glorification every single fucking time. So the first four couples that died off bullet wounds. The third couple that died off knife stabbings. And each of them had different knife stabbings in different areas of the body, pointing different areas and sections, hitting different organs of the body. And he would always leave one alive enough to tell a brief description of what the murderer was talking about to give to the police so that the police could have a list of features of him and then glorify him in a sense. So he wanted to get caught, but he didn't want to go.
He didn't
want to
get caught. He wanted that ultimate recognition, but realistically, he didn't want to get caught. You get me? But he did want people to know it was him, which is why he tried so hard to make these demands. I need to be posted. I need to be doing this. I need to be doing that. I need to be fucking everywhere with this. I do strongly believe he was an average Joe, regular job. And whenever the spur of the moment came in, whenever he saw it red, that's when he would do it. Or
let me
the
tell you,
situation would appear.
So there's two things that I wanted to observe. Remember, we talked about the propaganda. This is a thing called reverse propaganda. So upon the media outlets putting him on top of the fucking list because he would make empty threats, even though the cops never found out who the Zodiac Killer was, what they did was chop him off the media. Yes. Complete disconnection from media. So what would happen was he wasn't getting glorified anymore. And slowly the letters stopped trickling into the police departments, simmering down and thinning out the possibility of suspects. Now, however, even though the Zodiac Killer was never found, double homicide murders were tracked all the way into California up to 1990. In fact, the only reason the cops stopped reporting or calling them connected to the Zodiac murder was because they hit the Zodiac Killer with a dead silence from media, like I told you. Instead of glorifying him and creating a trend that they disconnected him from all outlets, and they saw that the murders started ramping up. As soon as the media would have some attention on the murders, they would ramp up for the next one. Now, I told you about the occult, the fanatics that would send different things to cover up his fucking thing. There was a total of 37 registered murders and countless connections to other murders all the way to 1990. This is the most elaborate and unsolved mystery in the world still to this day. And the biggest suspect that died in 2018 was Arthur Lee Allen, another name with three names in it. Now, remember you told me that you think it was an average Joe?
Yeah.
Do you want me to? I'm going to hit you with my theory.
Okay.
The cop. This is the last segment part right here. The cops. The pigs. Oink, oink, motherfucker. Check this out, dog. San Francisco Police Department rejected evidence from small town police and sheriff stations. Hey, rejected evidence from small town police and sheriff stations where other murders, double side double homicides were happening. As a matter of fact, police rivalries were a big thing during that area and in that time. Police departments were considered the cliques of the biggest gang of all in the United States. The gang being the police force. Yes. Each precinct had its own investigation pertaining to said double homicide that occurred inside the jurisdiction's county lines, right? They would hold back information. This is like saying LA County sheriffs would hold back information from LA Police Department, and the LA Police Department would hold back information from the Highway Patrol. So they wouldn't help. They would not coordinate with each other. And if you want to date back police gangs are the oldest gangs in California, dating back all the way to the Zoot riots.
Yes.
And remember, racism was out the fucking wazoo. Now, let me connect this. Remember when I told you that he was a professional marksman?
Yes.
Check this out. So, since there was rivalries in the police department with police department, they would fight each other. Now, I'm going to connect this to the first two murders that happened. The first couple that died, they were found dead by bullet wounds, and the girl ran away 28 feet, and she was shot dead center, 6 shots in the back within a 2-inch radius. You have to be a really good marksman to shoot that person at 28 feet and shoot within the same 2-inch marksman, that little area. Check this out.
Okay.
Hashtag look it up. On the hill where they died, it was also known to be a huge drug dealing and drug trafficking area where other fucking gangs and the police would investigate, catch drug dealers trafficking drugs. So, hypothetically here, you already know that the police departments were going to war with each other and they were holding back information, but they were also probably working against each other, doing some dirty shit for the fucking Mexican mafia or the Nuestra Familia up there, the fucking Northside gangs, the big fucking, you know, the 14s. So what happens is they were probably there at this hill in the wrong time at the wrong set of days, and they had to pay with their fucking pride, with their lives. The cops shot them and then covered it up with a Zodiac killer. And in order to keep the trend going and keeping themselves from being discovered by the other department, they would fucking trigger another mass murder, another couple of double homicide across town, making the other police department busy enough for them to get away. That is what I think. Think about this, bro. Think about it. Interdepartmental politics have made many mistakes around the world, and this is why now cops are sitting behind bars, or the police departments are being sued by millions of dollars because they've been getting caught with their corruption. Back then, nobody was able to record them and put them on social media. That's why they got away with it. So I still think to this day it was the police that did it.
My only problem with that, it's such a big span. You get me? It's a big territory, which isn't possible.
How do you think they were confused? Who know how to kill somebody and get away with it and have the cops confused? Only someone that knows the cops' procedure.
Okay.
How they investigate.
The whole thing is that it's a big territory just overall. We're not talking about a couple counties. We're talking about a couple hundred miles in between, which it just seems a lot for somebody to want to do. I could see the whole cop situation and him keep on seeing red and wanting to do it. I'll be more behind that. Mm-hmm. You get me? Mm-hmm. But the other one just seems a little far-fetched. But, I mean, shit. At this point, we never knew. It's the greatest unsolved mystery in America.
And now, just to draw some connections, he would talk about paradise the same way the butcher, what's his name? The one that used to kill prostitutes in England. What's his name?
Jack Ripper.
The Jack Ripper, instead of talking about paradise, he would talk about hell. And the letters, the way of style that he would write things out. Remember, we were gonna do the Jack the Ripper fucking episode. Yes. I was digging in when I was reading this article about the Zodiac. I found out that there's a lot of resemblances. 90 years ago, from when the Zodiac did his first murder, the England fucking Jack the Ripper was killing prostitutes and sending kidneys, half kidneys and half organs, to the police department with the same type of letters, not the cryptograms.
Yeah, but just overall. Yeah, yeah.
So the way he was doing it was not new. There's nothing new under the sun. It's not new.
No. Everything's always repackaged.
Yeah, repackaged. Yeah, but I mean, think about this, dog. Still to this day, the Zodiac murders have not been solved. The cryptograms, only a handful of cryptograms have been opened up and quoted to one of the things how I started the show.
Yes.
It's fucking tripped the fuck out. So the Zodiac Killer might be dead, or it might be a lot of us.
No. Fuck, this is fucking insane, big dog.
What's your thoughts on? Maybe you're the fucking Zodiac Killer, you little nasty boy. Look at you.
I don't crave attention like you. That's the only difference, you get me?
We'd make
a pretty good combo duo, Zodiac Killer. You do one thing, I do another. But I don't pay the attention.
Like, you do the real gory shit. You do the cutting and slicing. And I'll do all the letters and shit. All the
skull fuck them and everything. The whole nine yards.
Wait. All right, guys. I am not suicidal. If you find my skull dead. Wait, skull fucking? Can you? Walk me through the process of a skull fuck. What is a skull
fuck? That's gone long enough.
Wait.
Official thoughts. I think
people
want to
know
what happened.
People want to know how you skull fuck people. Tank, tell me.
Then they need to go listen. Oh. A couple episodes back to Necromancer and check it out.
That's how you skull fuck people. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Perna Radio Podcast. Make sure you drop by and stop a drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. It allows me to put a good show as much as I enjoy being Big Tank, Perna Radio Podcast. This episode is brought to you by Los_Cunados_Bullies. Make sure you check them out. Los Cunados Bullies with Perna Radio Podcast. Perna.com is now available. Make sure you check us out. I love you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed Zod, the Zodiac Killer.
Paranoid Radio.